Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Yes, I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your love doctor for the evening. But please don't think that we only do love readings. We also do career readings, readings concerning your family, your friends, your coworkers, your future in general. We got you covered. So anyway, I want to remind everyone that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that we are conducting. It's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot. And it is not, what are they? Oracle cards. Right. This is strictly personal prophecy using an ordinary deck of playing cards. So with that said, I'd like to remind you all that I will be using a full 24 card layout. So I need a moment or two to actually, you know, get cards arranged for your reading when you call. And this is just my own personal preference. I know others do it differently, but I prefer to see, we'll call it the whole playing field of your life. And pretty much it can be encapsulated in 24 cards in a layout. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for educational and informational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks out there in the videos that are joining us today that if you are an international viewer, listener, let us know and we'll give you love. Live international shout-outs. We will do that anytime during the show. And we'll start off right now with the folks that already have joined us. We have Terry Sue in the UK and Laura up in Canada.
Yay.
International shout-outs to those folks. And we'll give more as more show up because they will. They will come. All right, 515-602-9676. It's nowhere to call in. When you call in, you hear a message. You can listen to the show while you wait. That's a fact. You can hear the show while you wait. So it's not – the hold music is you only get before the show. Once the show starts, you get show. So that's cool. The hold music gets old. Any hold music, no matter what system, any hold music gets old after a while. So, but if it's ever silent, that's bad. Something went wrong, hang up, call back. All right, Facebookers, we'll get gaps in calls. We will always turn to you folks. You just got to be chilling out if you're looking to get a reading via Facebook Messenger because it is what it is. We know that you're not calling in unless you're filthy, filthy rich and had international calling plan, which
nobody
does. Well, if you had an international calling plan, they could. But
of mine on Facebook, you can Messenger.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
But like I said, you can't do that until we officially, formally announce it because there's no hold system for it. No hold system for Facebook Messenger like there is for Blog Talk. It's a nice key. Regardless of all of that, when you hear that sound during your free reading, that typically, that does mean that it's time for that reading to conclude. It's got to come to an end. Let it end, folks. Let it end. We have other folks waiting. They want to get in here and get their free reading too, so we have to eventually stop. All good things must come to an end. So when you hear the harps, but do not depart because I'm going to give you a single angel card. And tonight is the Mind Info Oracle cards. So see what you get here. You'll get one card, and I'll read it to you before we move on to the next place. But anyway, that's what the harps means. Harps mean reading over. Get ready for your single card that I shall pull from the deck. I think I have covered everything. You got anything, Deb?
Well, I was going to answer a couple questions that are rolling in.
I didn't see any, but okay.
to you, Terry Sue. No, we're not in the cold yet. I'm sorry to say. Oh, actually.
I told her it was warm here. We didn't even need jackets.
We still have the AC on.
And except at night we have to put heat out, so it's running. We're doing both.
Yeah. So eventually it'll catch up to
us. Oh, yeah.
February is traditionally a very cold month here, so we'll see. What else did she say? Oh, maybe that's all you said.
she said it's freezing there. Yep.
Well, if it's 30, what is it? 32 makes it, you'd get snow?
32, no, it can snow even warmer. 32 degrees is the freezing point of water.
And
that's all we need to say. It doesn't have any, you can get snow when it's warmer. It's not a lot warmer. You're not going to get snow when it's 70 typically, but you can get snow in the 30s.
Hello to you,
and
Laura.
We're talking Fahrenheit. It's 0 Celsius is freezing.
And what is Celsius?
I just said 0.
Oh.
Sometimes I don't think that I talk to
a human. I'm multitasking and trying to grasp everything. Terry Sue says it's 5 below, but does that mean?
So it's 5 below 0, so it's below freezing. And a lot of times when we say it's freezing, it doesn't mean it is, but she literally means it is freezing there. It is below freezing. The freezing point of water, that is.
Where we come
from. Not
the
freezing point of oxygen, of course.
Where we have come from, where we originate. 5 below 0 is actually still not that bad. It's when you're down in 20 to 30.
5 below 0 is 0 degree Fahrenheit, though. She's talking 5 below 0 degrees Celsius.
You think we'd all get on the same page by now?
They tried to push that in the 70s here.
And Laura says they're 3 degrees, and that sounds cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's talking in Celsius or Fahrenheit either, so I don't know. Probably.
For those of you that are listening and or watching, my son did all of this. He's calling this the production room. It's really a sunroom. And he orchestrated all of this. Kid's got talent. You wouldn't know it, though. He keeps it way down. On the down low. But, yeah.
That's apple cider day today. What else is it? Mickey Mouse Day. Who cares about that stupid rodent?
His birthday. I wonder how old he is.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Probably pretty old. Anything else crazy? Not any of the Minnie Mouse birthday, too. I guess they came together. Imagine that. Or maybe not. Maybe
simultaneously?
Maybe not. Maybe they both were drawn up together as cartoons, or maybe she was added at a later time on that. We don't know. I'm not going to go click through and read all that crap.
We have a Rachel joining us from...
International shout out to Rachel from Australia.
Yeah.
Land down on the other side of the world.
And they are having summer.
Summer.
Yes. Oh, Terry Sue, is that who that handsome young man was? The Elvis?
What?
She knows. She had posted a picture of her with an Elvis.
Oh, an impersonator, a guy.
I guess.
I would hope you didn't resurrect him like Frankenstein.
What do you think about them doing holograms of like Whitney Houston, Elvis?
I don't really care.
Ooh, she got a kiss, too. Ooh, I'm jealous. He was very cute.
But he's not Elvis.
No, but do you think that would be appropriate for concerts and stuff? I mean, they're doing so much with everything.
No, nobody's going to go see a concert with a hologram.
No.
Why would you? It's not a real human.
Thank you, Rachel. I have a date later. Yes, I'm going to a cotillion, but I wish I was.
All right, let's
do this. We're going to do this now.
Area code 434, our very own Commonwealth of Virginia. 434, you're the first caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Glad to have you with us. And
hey, it's Khalil.
Hi, who is Khalil?
Yep.
Hey, hon, how you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing much. I talked to the federal officer. Everything went great. He bought me a coffee. And basically, next time I'm meeting him, I'm meeting another federal officer. And I was wondering, will it be someone, because there's some federal officers, there's some local police officers that went federal, and I know them, and I was wondering if it will be someone I know, because there's two of them matter of fact, that went to the same bureau as he's in.
That's an easy peasy question for you, Deb.
Which is?
When they're going to have some more coffee again, another dude's going to be there, but he's wondering if it's going to be one that he knows it.
Oh, that stopped?
Another guy's going to show up. He's going to hang out, too, with him. He doesn't know yet who it is yet, but he's wondering if it's going to be one of the people he does know. That used to be a local yokel, they called him, the city cop, that went federal. Or not necessarily city, but local. Local law. They call them Leos, right?
Leos? Local?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah,
the law enforcement organizations.
You need to catch up on your NCIS there, Jim.
The local Leos, right?
Yeah.
The Leos is the law enforcement organization.
Thank you, Michelle. Leos. I hope that was for me. Of course, Jim's kind of pretty, too.
So pretty, so pretty, so pretty. Good old West Side Story for you there. I knew they did a remake. I never had a desire to see it.
Of what?
West Side Story.
Yeah. You know,
be honest with you, it wasn't that great. It was cool. I thought for a musical, it was actually one that I didn't mind as a kid. Normally, I hated musicals as a young child, but that one had some kind of weird
Grease
entertainment value. The sharks and the jets, you know, that kind of stuff. And some of the songs were funny, and you know, it was the little, back then, because it was a 60s modern day Romeo and Juliet.
And wasn't the one a Latina?
Yeah. They were the ones that said, everything's free in America. They were singing that song.
Well, Kalu, right. I'm not sure who's showing up for you with the coffee meetup that you've got scheduled.
You're not sure it's somebody he knows?
Well, yeah.
That's the question.
I'm not sure it's somebody that you know.
Okay.
Well, it looks to me like right now it's kind of a question mark on who's available.
That's true. They might not have settled that yet.
That's what I think.
Well, you know, even if it's not somebody he knows, it's nothing. You get to meet somebody new. That's cool.
You have a scammer.
Oh, what?
Scammer.
Oh, well, go ahead. You keep the show going. I'll take care of this.
Well, I will certainly do that. Yes, and I've got to tell you, I've said this before to you, hon. They have a project they're working on. And for some reason, you fit into this. I don't know the specifics, but I can tell you it involves you, and you're not just having casual conversation. In a sense, you're being interviewed.
Well, you know, ever since a lot of crap went down a few years ago, they're really looking to work on their image and more community interaction and stuff like that. They are really, they've taken that time, that extra time that a lot of them did at the beginning, but they're taking that extra time now to build relationships with the community and make sure that they're not all hated, you know, we're not the hated G-men.
Yeah.
Right? They're trying to do that. So they're definitely going to be very focused on keeping lines of communication open with the citizens, which is cool. And he enjoys the conversation and stuff like that. He likes that. I'm sure they got great stories.
Yeah,
and they tell you a lot about a lot of the duties that they have and stuff, you know. If those guys have been doing that job for a long time, they could spend hours telling you stories, I'm sure. Hours.
Oh, bet. Yep. And are you still in school? Or do
I graduated. I don't do either. I graduated from a school, and I have some anxiety, so I have to work my anxiety out before getting a job again. And I have to find the right job.
Sure, that sounds decent.
Yeah, that makes sense. And like you said, it has to be the right job, too.
And anxiety is a big deal these days.
It is, and it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years of people to realize that it's a real thing and that it has to be worked out. Sometimes it's medicine, sometimes it's technique, sometimes it's a combination. All depends on the person.
That's right.
Just like any other program. Yep, that's all depends. And then, like you said, depending on what that gets worked out, that'll depend on the type of job you get. Some jobs are like super maximum stressful and don't make anybody fucking snap. So it depends on the job, too. But
lots of self-care.
One step at a time.
Lots of self-care for you, Kalil. It's indicated in your reading.
Okay, yeah.
Make sure that you don't, you know, spiral like crazy because anxiety can turn into panic attacks. I used to have them, and they're horrible.
Yeah.
Because people will say, well, just calm down. Well, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, the brain can do lots of things to the body, whether you like it or not.
It's like the electrical system on a car going haywire.
You know, someday, who knows how many, 10, 15 generations down the road, they'll probably have little handheld pocket things where you can actually dial up and send little signals to the brain like, uh-oh, pain, because the brain's telling you you got pain. Oh, brain had thrown that pain down. You don't want to shut it off because you need to know when you have pain. You ever seen kids that don't feel pain?
Yeah.
They're wearing helmets and they break their bones and hurt themselves because they don't know better as kids. They don't feel pain. They have to have levels of pain. And then anxiety, all these different, there's different types of some depression. Some of it is chemical that they can, but some of it's just like they're going to have stuff that they can just dial and they'll just tell whatever part of the brain, because they're just learning about that brain. They have the tip of the iceberg on exploring that.
That's very true.
Someday it won't be in our lifetime or any of our living children's lifetime, but someday there'll be stuff out there and they'll look back and they'll laugh and say, did you know what those people used to do back then? They took pills for everything.
You know?
It'll be funny back then. It'll be funny. All right, anything else there, Deb? You seen the cards that you might need to know?
What are you doing for cards tonight?
No, I'm asking. I did. I told everybody.
Okay. Also, be careful with your friends, hon. Some of them are not as trustworthy as you might think they are. So I wouldn't be surprised into the next year you start dropping one or two.
It happens in life.
They're guys. They're,
it happens in life.
And I think you can sometimes be taken advantage of easily.
Some people are just natural born assholes. You know, I don't want to make excuses. Not everybody.
Well, when you got a good heart, people will take advantage of that.
Your assholes will, yes. Yeah. Your average person out there is a nice person that wouldn't do that, but it's the few that are jackwads that ruin it for everybody. So people are hesitant to trust anybody with anything anymore because of those few jackwads that are out there.
All right.
So, all right. Ready? Ready. Here we go. And your mind information oracle card is, subject says, lighten up. You're being asked to remember that life doesn't always have to be serious. Yes, there are hard things happening. You know, life is light. Life is hard. I'm ad-libbing here. No, it's not always easy to be here on Earth. But you can always find time to laugh, be silly, and have fun. It's so important that you do so.
Well, that really is very good. It's a stress reliever when you're having fun.
That should be
and
good.
Laughter.
That is good for everybody on this planet should know that, yes.
Yeah, there have been some people that have actually cured themselves of very bad disease through laughter, laughing at movies. You know, that I think one guy's name was Art Buchwald. He wrote for Playboy magazine.
I've heard the name, but I don't know anything beyond that. Recognize his name.
And he had some really like, who what?
Keep talking. I'll say, hey, thanks, Khalil. I'm just going to put you back on mute, but we're not hanging up.
You can
continue to listen to the show, my friend. Call back again.
Yeah, call us again, hon. We love hearing from
you.
You
know where to find us. Yes, we're always here, and nobody can call too many times. We like lots of calls. Go ahead. Finish with what did he cure?
Well, I don't know what it was, but it had a long name.
He wrote for Playboy?
Yeah, he would write a humor column.
So did he have wackus erectus or something? Did he have some kind of problem like that he had to cure?
No.
Well, I don't know.
It was something that was going to actually take his life.
That's pretty important.
He went down the video store and rented, what are those three guys, Larry, Curly, and Moe?
The Three Stooges.
And a whole bunch of old humor.
Oh,
Ma and Pa Kettle.
Oh, God, yeah. I loved all those stupid-ass ones.
And he said, if I'm going out, I'm going out
Laurel
laughing.
Laurel and Hardy. I love Laurel and Hardy.
Well, if for the early times.
I still watch it. They don't show it. I still watch it because he was funny. Because Stanley was always doing stupid stuff and all would be like, get pissed at him and shit, but it was funny.
Oh, by the way, everybody, you see the cute little green tree up here in the back? That we received from Virgil a few days ago. Maybe.
Yeah, probably about 5 days.
And here's the funny part. We had to go, it came with a set of lights. It's not lit up right now, but it came with, what did you call that again?
It's the European higher voltage, different plug connection.
Yeah. So they don't work here.
No.
So we got it its own set of lights, which next time you see us, it will be lit up. But yes, he sent us that. It was very cute. We had to decorate it, and, you know, it was very cute.
Decorated my heart.
Maybe he'll come see us sometime before the year changes.
Do, 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 do.
Okay.
All right. Are you happy, happy, joy, joy with that?
All right, folks. Yeah. You know what?
Hey, guess what? Are you ready? Should we move on?
They're saying that since we changed rooms, the chat is different. It's difficult to post. And I'm wondering.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because we're on that auxiliary thing.
What?
They're saying.
Yeah. What auxiliary thing? Our internet connection has nothing to do with anything on their end at all. Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch, not.
Well, they're saying that they feel it came with the change of the new room. Hard to text now because the comments keep disappearing.
I've never seen a comment disappear, so that's Michelle saying that. I have yet to see any comment ever disappear, ever. Now, the more people type, the faster they go off screen. They go up top fast. But you can do stuff with your computer screen and manipulate it, too, if you want to do stuff with that. But nothing to do with us coming to this room yet. And that's all on Facebook's end. We are just broadcasting out there. That's it. We're broadcasting.
Well, thank you.
Live feed is we're broadcasting. That's all we're doing.
Rachel was saying, I think it was Rachel who said something. We look closer and brighter, and it helps better. Heats better.
They go off after it. Yeah, it's a Facebook thing. It's a software thing. It's nothing we do. It was pure coincidence. Nothing that we can do about that. It has nothing to do with being here.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
But I know what you guys experienced because a few nights ago.
You just scroll up. You scroll up and you can see the comments.
I got a message saying that I was inappropriate and I was on a limited blocking.
That was at the very end of one of the shows.
Yeah.
And we don't know what that was. I don't know if you must have said something that it didn't like. Or you'd liked something that somebody else said that was bad, maybe. It could have been that simple, too. Or it could have been a post that it just noticed. Because she shares posts all the time. It got her in trouble once. She don't care. She still keeps just sharing everything that sounds nice.
Yeah, Terry Sue, you do. She always gets those messages. So...
That the room taking up the whole screen, that sounds like you need to mess around on whatever platform you're using.
Yeah, you should be able to minimize, now, what is it, shrink it down?
Well, that's not going to help that problem. I'm just saying, that's nothing to do with us. Nothing. Not a.
And by the way.
Joe, international shout out to Joe.
Joe, baby.
That is true. This is the first show that he stopped in since we've moved to this room.
He loves the decor.
This is only like the third show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
My son did it. My baby. The baby of the family did it. And I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, and we were telling everybody, Joe, the cute little green tree up here, that is from Virgil. He sent us that. And we haven't seen him in a little while. So it's good to have you with us.
All right, thank you. Let's move on.
All right,
we're going. All right, we're going to area code 305. Don't recognize this one, but Google says it's in Florida. Welcome, 305. Welcome to
the
show.
Hi.
It's been a very long time since I heard your show and actually got on before you were signed off.
Oh,
well, I'm glad that you were early. It's better to be early than late, we always say. That's great.
It is. So tell us your name, please.
Eileen. My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen.
Go ahead. Sing for me, Jimbo.
That's a good 80s song.
I remember that.
Well, you should remember a song about your name. Hold on, Eileen. Yeah, it was a cool tune. Big one in the early 80s.
I don't think there's any difference.
You.
Oh, it was? Who did it?
I can't remember the name of them.
Oh, I don't remember. I wasn't fond of the tune.
It was a very great upbeat.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah,
Terry Sue in England remembers it.
Oh, huge in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And it was about her. But anyway, let's get back to her reading now.
All right, tell us.
And you don't want me to sing, I'll destroy your views.
tell us what brings you to the show this evening.
What you got cooking?
What I got cooking is I've been working with a new web designer since before the summer, like I think May or June. And he reassigned my site to a different platform, and it's beautiful. And we just finished a bunch of wording that he's going to upload so that I can be found faster on the search engines. And
yes.
This guy is very smart, very intelligent, and very there. And we always do things on Zoom together or on the phone, and I tell him what I want, and he fixes it right there, and he's in America. So I'm very grateful for all of this. You know, it's like, wow, thank you, God, thank you, God. So tomorrow I have a meeting at 3:30 again, and I want him to connect me so that when they put in my name, I'll be the first one up on Google and Yahoo and
in the search
AOL, because, like, right now, you can't even find my website. There's 12 other, 15 other sites where I put my artwork. I had sent you pictures, Debbie, at one time of my painting.
Yes, you are really coming to mind for me.
The light bulb is clicking.
Yes, and your
hamster
work.
Hamster wheel spinning.
Your work was beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank
just
you.
Just beautiful. Now, to get on the first three pages of Google, something like that, don't you have to pay for that? Or what?
No. See, on Google, all someone does is put in my first name, my second name, .com, and that's it. And I should be there. And, like, right now, I'm to the right, but and all my paintings are there, all my pictures are there, but it's connected to a gallery in my town, and I don't want people going to the town, or the next one is another website, and people go there looking for my art, but they're bypassing my website, you see?
Yep, I got you. Yes, exactly. It's hitting on basically somebody else's website. Like you said, it's a gallery's website.
Yeah, and it's just a fraction of what I offer.
Sure.
And my whole website is absolutely beautiful. He did such a great job. And I can edit it, and he teaches me things because it wasn't updating. The last person wasn't updating it, and he changed his whole pricing thing, and then God gave me a connection, and then I talked to somebody, and he said, oh, my husband makes design, works on websites. So the only thing that happens is that this guy has, you know, myself and 17 other customers, so he's trying to get everybody always up and running constantly. And meanwhile, God is over here on my right saying, just keep painting, building your portfolio.
Are you writing a blog? On your site, are you doing a blog?
No, I'm not doing
it. It's a wonderful way to get higher, though, in the search engines, especially
if you were... There's no place for me to write a blog. What I'm doing is the paintings, we have a description underneath which tells what inspired me, where it was located, and he put it in there so that my name is repeated three different times and what the painting with material, and he said, this is Google, he put it in a program, it's an AI program, and it just spits it all out. This is a new technology. So all of those words are going to hit it, but he's got to upload them. You know, the first one I did was 18, I had to correct, and then 58, and then I just sent him another 40. So he said, tomorrow we'll work on it. Hopefully he'll put it all up there. So do you see it making connections for me?
Okay, so there's a question.
Interesting question.
She wants to see if all this work and website design and tweaking of it is going to have some good fruition, right?
Fruition.
Lots of happy fruits. International shout out to Jen, who's living in Dubai.
I read that they were flooding Dubai.
Oh, yeah, that was happening yesterday. And also... India, there's flooding going on all around the planet right now. There's a big cleanse going on.
Ah, well, that would make sense.
What I'm wondering is also there was a big thing, and I'm curious to follow it. There was a big thing. They were making a tunnel through the frickin' Himalayas, and it had a partial collapse.
Wow.
And there's some, like, 40 people trapped
behind
some rubble.
I heard that, too.
I'm wondering what the progress on that is. They're working on it. They got, like, this tunnel expert, I might have been from Australia, and he's like, hey, you just take it slow, you don't rush this shit, or you're going to get another catastrophe. They have a pipe in there big enough to get them food and water, and stuff. So they said, you know, and the big thing is they eventually want to drill and get another, like, pipe, they call it, big enough for them to crawl through when the time comes. So I need to follow that because that's interesting. Like, I hope I mean, they're doing fine.
How
but, they're worried that there could be secondary collapses. They were doing, so they had a machiner that was doing some stuff and it got stuck, had a problem. Then they heard some, like giant, like humongous, in deep in the
collapse.
Earth rumble, cracking sounds. And they all
terrible.
Like, oh, shit. But
terrible.
No, yeah. But anyway, back to her reading.
Oh, yes. I've got interesting insights here for you. First of all, are you aware this man is in love with you?
I'm in love.
No, I need to know who is this, because I have a lot of male friends, but that's about it.
It's your web guy. And this
he's gay. He's married.
He's
lives with his partner.
Well, yeah, we've been around that gay
track. Oh, he's married and gay.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not in love with me. He likes me. We're both Cancerian energy. We laugh a lot. He's really smart. And I tip him good.
Is a labor of love for him. And
It
doesn't matter when it comes to gender and sexual orientation, because this is a past life reference that I've got here. The two of you have been twin flames in the past, way past, and you've shared several lifetimes. Okay, so he may be gay in this lifetime, but it still means that he's carrying with him. Well, I want to call it residue, but I'm not sure what the word really is.
Resonance. Not residue.
So,
now, what they say in the paranormal world is a lot of times there's residual energies. Residual.
Yeah.
So you are truly kindred spirits. And what
I agree.
Cards are showing me is that you both plan to be in this lifetime because you have something karmically to work out together.
Ooh, karmically.
Yeah. And sometime if you call us, we could take a look. We can do mediumship with the cards and a past life. You know what I mean? We can go with perceptions about past lives. We found out some really interesting things.
It's a long series of readings for that.
It really is, but boy, it can be, because attached to this twin flame / kindred spirit association, there's a sense of a great loss, and I feel this is from the past. And
deep shit.
And it is. And at the time, Eileen.
Come on. Remember the song.
Or Eileen.
Okay.
Yeah, I lean on you. I lean on you for my strength.
That's right.
It kept very quiet back then. So I don't even want to venture to think about what this great loss was. But
that's a whole different.
Sure.
That's a whole different reading thing.
So we'll have to, if you'd like some time, we can look into that. But yes, I think this guy knows exactly what he's doing.
So you see the fruits of their labor coming through eventually?
Yes.
Okay, that's what she wants to know.
And it will. Yeah,
there's going to be a payoff here at the end.
And it takes a little time.
Well,
don't just jump onto those.
Everything
you know.
Takes time. That's great.
Yeah.
It's not like you're
I know that. It's just that I'm not getting anybody finding me at this point, and I know astrologically things are going to connect by March because everything's going to move into my 10th house and my first house. So there's great transformation with me going on, and like a butterfly coming out in a whole different reality to the world. And I know that he's part, metamorphosis, and then he's part of me getting into that placement to make this all happen.
Well,
but I just want some orders to come in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, don't we all?
Yes.
I'll tell you, the pandemic has literally pushed many beautiful, wonderful small businesses off the cliff.
It has, and
I was one of them. Yeah.
It also made people learn to be flexible and actually embrace the internet more than they want to in the past, because that's all there was when that pandemic hit. You had the internet or you didn't have squat.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't allow people.
I also have a strong following and I do art shows in February. You know, festivals come up for me. So,
so you've got
I could be out there on the street. What?
Yeah, I see very good things for you coming.
So are you physically located in Florida?
I am.
Okay, so, and if you're where that area code is, that's pretty much year-round pretty good weather then, right?
Well, no, we just had a major storm 2 days ago where I lost power and so much flooding in South Florida, so much flooding, and then it went north. And we got hit so much rain since May.
Right.
A lot of flooding. But, you know, there's a lot of shifting on this planet from tectonics.
Well, there is.
And people are creating things every which way. And there's a lot more rain than I've ever, and I've been here 43 years.
I mean, Earth, long before humans has been around, has been changing climate. There's been multiple ice ages. It's going to do what it's going to do. And there's not a damn thing we can do about it.
No, we'll adapt or we don't. Yeah.
It goes through cycles. It goes through, it goes back
to the see me? Do you,
go ahead.
Do you see me moving from here, like in the next year or two?
Thinking back, I remember saying that to you. I saw a move. And you said, remember? And you said you were not in a place or time at that point that you would consider that. But, yes, I do. One thing is, aren't you sort of where the money is in Florida? I mean, we have to think this way.
I am.
Yep, there's a lot of wealth down there.
South Beach has a lot of stuff going on. Lots of stuff.
That's a different kind of buyer, South Beach, that art. What I do is it has a large audience and it goes across the United States. But what I'm saying is, and I've had offers on my house, same guy year after year, and he comes and he said, why would I sell my house now? Where am I going to move? I'm not moving to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Moving to Ocala. You know, I have to wait till God tells me the sign because he always shows me where he wants me to go next.
Yeah.
What about,
exactly. You don't want to move just because some guy's throwing you a bunch of cash. You might be very unhappy with it.
But I'm picking up that you may find some hot spots, like, say, New York.
What she's saying,
California.
When she gets the spiritual.
Yeah.
No, New York, I was born and raised Manhattan. I'm not going back to the cold. Forget about it. And California is off my radar completely. So that's
all right. Well,
but like I say, spirit will guide me. Messages always come in and say, hey, we need you here. And I go, oh, that feels good. Okay, I go, yeah.
Well, that message could come in saying, I want you in California or New York. Then what do you got? It's a message. It's a message, right?
Yeah, it's a message. But I'll know if it's correct or not correct. Because in my life, there's always forks. There's always a fork. But
here's the thing. The readings that I give are filled with potential, and it's not like it's just going to come and knock on your door. A lot of times I can tell you this would be, well, for instance, there's a young man out there named Carrie. About 10, 15 years ago, he was a lab technician out in San Francisco, but he loved working with precious stones and inlaid boxes.
Minerals.
Yes, and he dreamed of being able to become a very well-known, like, say, jewelry designer. And in the cards I saw that he was going to actually be part of a, like an expo out there. It was all different kinds of things. But there was going to be a woman from New York City that would be going through this expo. She was going to notice him and his work. And I said, that woman's going to invite you to come to New York City and have a beautiful showing in her gallery or whatever her business was. And anyway, I wish I could remember the rest of his name because he became quite renowned and really successful by taking that
leap. Okay, Debbie, you were very specific there. You gave every step of the journey. You gave it all. You shared with you. You saw your. You had the insight. You gave him the messages, and that manifested. For me, it's still a fog. There's no cling cling in the back of my head. I don't hear anything yet. Right now, I'm working on my website.
And that's important.
And that will lead me. That will probably open up new doorways for me, yeah.
Put a lot of good energy in that, and I just know it will. And think of it as in the movie, Field of Dreams. If you build it, you will come.
I just printed my first three fabric designs on cotton, and I'm having pillows made of them all so that I can put them on my website and do a big announcement for MailChimp. So, you know, I want to branch out into that world too. I mean, I have, but it was for 15 years I did hand painted, but I wasn't doing the painting, and they changed my colors, the people who did it. But they sold, and everything was great. But now I want to do it a different way of fabrics. Anyway, so I'm adding all the pieces to my circle, and then I'll be able to explode it out there on the new website.
Sounds fantastic. And here comes your, what are they?
It is the Mind Information Oracle card reading. The subject of your card I pulled is give. One of the...
What'd you say? Gifts?
One of the best... Go ahead.
Did you say gifts?
Give, like to give something. Give,
oh,
not a
give.
Gift.
Yes, gotcha.
Well, but no, give, they can be very synonymous,
yeah.
Right?
One
of the best feelings we can experience is giving to others. So there's a gift and give. Right? Yep. When we when we do so, we feel lifted up and our lives improve greatly because of someone else's happiness.
Well,
think of one way you can give to another today.
Well, I've seen her work, and it's absolutely stunningly beautiful what she does.
Sure.
And so
giving gifts, they're synonymous. Like in the case of that
go to my new website. You'll like it. It's really pretty. It's really nice.
Tell our listeners.
Give everybody the website URL.
Okay, so it's EileenSites.com. That's EileenS for Sam, E for Edward, I for ice cream, TZ.com. EileenSites.com.
Got it. And everybody else has got it, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go
enjoy the colors and let your spirits rise and may all your emotional feelings of love and joy and happiness be touched.
Well, there you go. See, you need to have some promotional advertising.
Well, and, you know,
and that was good.
What a lot of art is.
Yeah.
They always say, you know, the person pours their heart out, the artist, and then the other people, they look at that and then they interpret some things
from it.
Yeah, different things. It doesn't. Not everybody should feel the same thing, right?
Exactly. Right. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Pinterest. I'm on LinkedIn. I've been doing those things for a long time.
You're very wise.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Call
Thank
again.
Thank you for giving me some great information.
Sure, and you can come back again, get more readings, and self-promote. We encourage that.
We do.
Okay, thank you both very much. Have a beautiful weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes,
same
to
you.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on.
And see what happened. Terry Sue in England put it in.
She found it.
And there it came right up.
Yep.
Her website.
Eileen's site's fine. Yep. Oh, yeah, there it all is. Eileen, we found the link. They posted it on the Facebook chat so people can click it. So hopefully that propels you into the positive.
And Joe was so cute. I don't know if you caught what he said. Can I go back? He said something. I lost it. Joe,
Well, quit playing with it so much.
I wanted to repeat what he wrote.
Well, he wrote a thousand things since this reading started. And thousands of things. He talked about Groundhog Day. He talked about waking up gay each day.
That one.
I thought that was really funny. Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah. Okay, I'm just saying. He spoke a lot. Chose a speaker when he shows up. I'm glad he graced us with his presence tonight. I know that he has a working man, gets up early a lot, so he can't play with us a lot in the middle of the night.
You to all of our
international
people.
We do
international
shout-out, speaking of which, to Suzanne, who showed up. But it was in the heart of the reading, so we didn't get a good pause. But here's your international shout-out, Suzanne. Hopefully your time on the toilet is well spent with our show. Okay. Shall we move on?
We should.
Michelle. We are going to area code 216, which is in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show.
Well, hello there. Who's with us?
Desmond.
Desmond, good to hear from
welcome
you.
Welcome back.
What's up?
Yeah, what's cooking?
Oh, not much. How y'all doing today?
Yeah, we're rocking. It's Saturday night, so it feels good.
All right.
I already know the answer. I don't even know why, but it's a lady I know. She's a nice person, cool, nice job and everything, but her name is Erica. I just don't feel the butterflies with her.
Well, you got to have those, you really got to have those butterflies. So
right.
What are you looking for me to find for you?
I'm thinking I should just be friends with her because I don't want her feelings to get caught up in her, and I'm not really. I like her as a friend, but I don't want her feelings to get caught up in it. So I think I should just. Leave it be because I'm pretty sure she won't.
Desmond, have you been keeping it friendly or are you kind of passionately involved? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we were, then I had to stop because I knew my heart wasn't, I didn't feel her, I didn't feel her. Yeah.
They started to go down the road and then he said,
nah,
it's not feeling right.
You know, Desmond, I've got to honor you for that because a lot of men would just take advantage of that,
You get wiser too as you start going. Because a lot of times you do a lot of things, and that's probably you realize, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Hindsight, and there's a lot of different reasons: bad for her, bad for you. You just ruined the friendship.
A
lot of different reasons not to do that.
So
you get wiser as you make mistakes. We're humans. That's what we do.
So tell me, what would you like me? How is your question for me?
Yeah, what do you want to know specifically? That's nice.
I guess I don't think I already got the answer really. I think I should just stay friends with her. I mean, I don't think I should.
Okay. Do you want to know how she feel about that? All right. And ignore that dog.
They can't hear it, but I just
duet.
Don't have my phone. I don't have my phone to know what that is.
All right, here we go. Got to lay it out. I wouldn't think, no.
Okay. Well, that was pretty hardcore. I don't know if we have any deliveries. Do you have anything you expect to be delivered to?
I have no idea.
Oh, so you might.
Well.
That's all. I didn't know. Our dogs are just going nuts over
I
by
go
the front
on
door.
Amazon and I drink a little, and then
dogs
it's
are
always
going
a surprise.
Crazy by the front door right now. We're on the opposite end of the house with the door shut, but they are barking like there's somebody there. I'm not worried about it. We have the door locked and we have dogs.
All right, let's see what we have here. You know, I know that this is a really sticky situation, and a lot of men just kind of go poof. Because
I don't know what you mean by poof. You got to be more specific than the word poof.
They ghost a woman that they know they don't have that in love feeling for.
No, but that's not true though. But what? they have a deep friendship feeling. They wouldn't do that.
Well,
he has that.
Yeah.
And if a guy has that deep friendship feeling but doesn't want to go to the next level, he's not going to poop on her unless somehow she reacts negatively about that.
And ironically, Desmond, she's going to actually, she's got another man in the wings. And she's going to take it very well because Jim, this is the stereotype you don't like. But he's kind of got...
who's he, first of all?
The other guy's got a pretty nice bankroll.
There's some other person in her life.
Yeah, that she will say, sure, we'll be friends. But then she's going to pick up with this guy.
Well, you know
and
what?
He's got money.
But Desmond, if he just keeps it friends, then that's not his thing. He doesn't have to worry about that except give her advice.
Right, but he wanted to know how she was going to take it.
Oh.
And so my response is, there's already somebody else that'll take your place.
So she's not going to crumble and stand on
no.
a cliff ready to jump. She's going to be all right eventually.
Okay, I want to.
She's going to roll with it because the guy's coming along.
My son,
right?
who decorated the room, wanted to tell you, he said, women expect men now to be golden retriever boyfriends. And I said, what in the world is that? And he said, they want the man to have a lot of money so he can buy them lots of things and also can be ordered around, you know, like you would a very nice home dog, saying, go over there, lay down.
It depends
yeah,
on
know.
The person, though. Some people don't like that.
Well, he's kind of got his finger on the pulse of what's going
on.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. So, Desmond, be careful. Crossing streets and stuff, make sure that the coast is clear, because I see you could have a mishap, and it would seem like you are on foot. So I wanted to mention that to you. You know, be careful.
That's interesting.
Well, because if he's careful, and this is coming soon, this is what the beauty of this method is. By telling you, you now have the power to change the future, because he'll think, oh, Deborah said I better watch, and you'll be watching. And then when that, you know, that car comes speeding around the corner or whatever, you won't be in its path. So just saying. So that will change the future, yeah.
You mean in a literal sense?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about, okay.
No,
she means actual, the real.
Yeah, and I'm seeing that it would result in.
No
in,
metaphors here on this
like,
subject.
At least one broken leg.
Actual physical damage.
You don't need that.
Nobody needs that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so be careful out there, and this will pass out of your cards.
As long as you're careful.
Yes, as long as you're careful.
As long as you don't go like, yeah, that's crap.
He'll know the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, here you go.
All right, Desmond, here is your single Mind Information Oracle card. Subject is, and I haven't read it yet, and I don't remember getting this card ever. It's called Check In, which is interesting. It says, when you think about whatever it is that you're pondering, take a moment to check in with how you feel about it. Do you feel lighter or heavier, excited or filled with dread? Pay attention to your inner guidance. It's always so helpful. And you know what? He pretty much knew his inner guidance when he started with the question.
I think so. He already knew.
He kind of knew, but he just wanted to see what the cards had to say. But he kind of knew inside of him where he was going with this relationship.
And you know what, Desmond? That makes you a good guy.
Well, I mean, you trust your gut. You know you better than anybody else.
I guess.
Nobody knows you better than you. Nobody.
All right.
Well, you call us again.
Yeah, man, appreciate it.
And have a good Thanksgiving.
If we don't hear from you again, you're welcome to call back frequently as you want. But, yeah, definitely.
We love hearing from you.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Have a nice
care, my friend.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you calling in. We like that. From Ohio, right? Wasn't it? It was. That's not. I get. We had call. This has been all over the place
tonight.
Yeah, we've had our own Commonwealth that started off. We went down to South Beach, Miami, Florida area, which is pretty cool. We don't get that far down in Florida that often. I like that. And then where else did we go?
No Lisa tonight.
Well, it's Saturday, and she had.
I think she had a party.
There was multiple gatherings. I don't know if she had picked one yet. But there was multiple gatherings. All right. Let's see here.
Oh, I want to answer Laura's question here with Laura. Laura, I just read that, you know, Osborne, what's her first name? Sharon Osborne. He was on an Ozempic for 4 months. She quit because she was getting too skinny. She's under 100 pounds. And she said, they quoted her from this podcast she was on. She said, it doesn't seem to matter how much I eat. I can't gain any more weight. And the writer of this commented, a lot of celebrities are saying that. And I'm thinking, oh, hot diggity.
Oh, boy, that's the greatest thing ever to happen to humankind on Earth.
Yeah.
We all got to make sure we're skinny and vain. We have to be vanity.
Well, come on, Jim. You even said yourself, a girl has to look hot to get your attention.
What does that mean? Why do you have to get somebody's attention for? Why do you need that? Why do you need that in your ego life? Not you, but everybody else out there doing it. You're doing it. Everybody's just, no, bull fucking shit. 90% of the people are doing it because I can't diet because I have no willpower, so I'll just take this shot.
I'm pre-diabetic. That came out in my lab.
Yeah, that's the ticket. Everybody is, if you notice.
My triglycerides are 700.
Everybody's pre-diabetic
that's like,
in the United States, just about. That's not an athlete.
But the doctor felt that Ozempic is going to... why are you so against what people
first
do?
First of all, hang on, time out. First of all, the doctor. Which doctor was it? Oh, that's the one that the drug place sent you to. So imagine that person promoting that.
You know why?
I could have sent I could have put a goat on Zoom and they would have prescribed that to the goat.
My insurance will not allow me to have it with insurance coverage unless I'm full diabetic.
Imagine that. Yeah, you should be.
And on GoodRx, Ozempic is $1,200 a month. So I found a place that's cheaper, very well reviewed, run by doctors. And, you know, it's like when they started out with the Texas Instrument calculator.
Oh, totally. You're talking apples and fucking iguanas. They're not even the same. You can't even relate those things together. And, oh, guess what's going to happen? Oh, there's this great drug that's been out there. Everybody's using it. Oh, all of a sudden, 7-8 years later, like, oh, there's all this other shit that we didn't know about because it's long term.
Well, look at
guess what? Oh, look at that! You got a tumor in your belly the size of your foot.
Look at birth control pills. Every time you hear of a new one, I can hear the clock ticking.
Right.
They're going to find something bad.
It'd be wise not to jump on it. You should not be doing that just because you want to be vain.
Terry, Sue, exactly. That's why it's outrageous. There's also, what is the other one? Mono something. There's a few different ones. I just wanted it to jumpstart me. They've given me nutritional advice. I'm a junk food lover. I got to get off that. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Laura's they're already making the link, Deb.
Yes, well, don't they make that link with you? Remember the great coffee debate? Ooh, you drink coffee, you're going to get cancer. Oh, wait a minute now. That coffee just might help.
I don't remember that with coffee. I remember butter.
Butter.
Real butter was
butter always. Will clog your
right now, right now it's back on the good thing because the problem is the alternative was unnatural, and that was doing bad things. Margarine was bad.
Oh, and some guy read
it helped with cholesterol.
Some guy really chewed my butt on the psychic this page that you're all on. You know why? He said, quit passing around that information that margarine is one molecule away from being plastic. And he told me off.
That's a little exaggeration, too. One molecule, really, dude. Write that out there, Mr. Chemist Man.
What?
I've had years of college chemistry. Write that shit out. I want to see that one molecule away.
Where is the, I forgot. Never mind.
Yeah, one molecule. I know.
Yeah, what is margarine made out of? I can't believe it's not butter. It's lard, isn't it?
They screw with it a lot.
Yeah.
That's all.
Anyway, you got it. Yeah. Well, drinks. He should have been pickled by now for life. You're a heavy drinker.
Not heavy.
Well.
No. I thought heavy. Heavy was when I was much younger. That was heavy.
Yeah, that was heavy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not lard. Michelle, you're an engineer, aren't you?
It has to do with fucking knowing if lard's lard or not. It's not when I went to engineering school, I remember we had lard 101. You don't have fucking lard as a class.
What is Crisco? Is that not lard? Crisco. Not the oil, the stuff.
I know what you're talking about, the white shit. Yes. It's fat. It is fat. And when you heat it up, it turns into oil, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes awesome.
Oh, it's good.
Pie crust.
Yeah,
and
great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff that's good. You can't expect. Oh, that's the greatest thing ever. Oh, I'm shocked that it's not healthy. Oh, imagine that.
Somebody here was talking about a steak and asparagus, and I was ready to drool. Oh, yes, yes. But I have to get off, Brittany, so.
What?
Yeah, the doctor lady said I have to get off red meat.
The doctor lady that is hired by the company that's selling the drug.
But I have access to them 24/7. So.
Yeah, because they're selling the drug for lots of money.
Yes, Carrie Sue, boy, you and me were on the same page. Oh, yes. However, I would probably have to upgrade from a, what did you call it, a New York strip? I would have to go for the ribeye.
Personal preference. You can go to a great steakhouse on your trip.
Cho. Thank you, Cho. He just solved the debate. Margarine, what does it say? It's vegetable oil.
Main ingredient, yeah. But they're saying it's like manufactured to resemble butter. And for some reason, for the longest time, everybody thought that was the greatest thing ever, and people weren't buying butter anymore because they thought it was so healthy, and then people started doing studies. Because studies take years, folks, that want to buy these new drugs out that are miracles. Study takes years. And they said, you know what? That shit actually isn't as healthy as you thought. You should actually use butter, but obviously don't just, like, eat it out of a bowl.
Oh, but butter.
Use it in moderation.
Oh, yes. Butter is the shiznat, right? Margarine is a spread used for flavoring, baking, and cooking.
Wasn't it oleo?
Yeah, well, that was weird stuff. It had a yellow spot in it, and I remember my grandma.
No, but isn't that where the path started way back in the day when the oleo was the substitute for butter when they started going down that road? Yeah.
Yeah, although originally
that was never in my household as a kid, oleo. It was just margarine.
Yeah, it used to originally be made from animal fats. Most margarine consumed today is made from vegetable oil. Mm. There you go. Sirloin steak, yeah.
Sirloin is a very cheap cut, though.
Well, where she says what did you say, Terry Sue? She said her choice would be sirloin steak.
And it doesn't matter. You know what? All steaks are good. Some of them are tougher than others. And the ones that are a little tougher, you just have to give it a lot of TLC before cooking it. You can beat the crap out of it, one of those tenderizing hammers. There's ways to marinate it for long term that'll break down to make it tender. There's a lot of ways you can tenderize something.
Suzanne, you're so cute. She said, you guys are all mad tonight, Deborah and everyone else on tonight. We don't have any callers right now, so we should look to you all.
Yes, old floor. We're opening the floor right now. Messenger Deborah Lee now, if you would like a reading.
Porterhouse is good, too. Now, the ribeye.
Porterhouse and T-bones are similar.
Yeah.
Basically, right around the same area of the cow.
T-bone
right?
Has the fillet on one side and whatever it is on the other fillet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. The floor is open.
Talking about beef. Beef. It's what's
for dinner.
Well,
you get to
dinner.
Go pick all that up now because some of them went on the floor.
Yeah.
I saw
only
something.
One.
Oh, is that just one? Okay.
Yeah, and we'll have to read
it's
it.
Somewhere behind your thing, your portal. I never seen you do that one old deck.
When they're kind of new like this.
That's not that new, though.
Well, yeah.
That was weird. Did you pick the one up off the floor?
Ew, okay. Grandma said, balls on the floor, it's coming to the door. But we've got here, three of diamonds is a card of... domestic conflicts.
Stand by.
That's Michelle.
I hear sound at all, Deb.
Yeah.
Well, answer it first, and we can tell her to stand by. Answer it first.
God, yes.
Maybe the sound will kick on.
No.
Why would the sound be off? What did you do? Oh, I just heard sound. Oh, camera's off, Deb. There you go.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're
okay.
Good. You're good. All right.
All right.
It fixed itself. It fixed itself.
You look like you're fresh out of the shower.
No. Yeah. I know where to go tonight. Where are you going tonight?
She's not going anywhere. I don't know. She might be.
I'm dressed up for you all, and because the room is so festive.
She might just be spending her night on the floor picking up the cards she keeps dropping. I don't know what's
and
going on.
And I haven't even had a drink.
Wow. Look at like that.
Oh, thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank you.
You might need Prince Charming.
Oh, boy.
Giving you a silver slipper to go with that dress.
Well, thank you very much. I am completely made by TJ Maxx. Yeah, I kind of love that store. You have, do you have one down there?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like, wow, that's a fine.
They're everywhere.
You look beautiful.
Well,
really
thank you. Thank you. It's more conducive for me to stay in and catch up on emails and messages and clients and, yeah. I run around during the day. But I have, you know what, I couldn't connect with you today. I had a few scheduled appointments I had to keep.
I forgot. I was doing errands all day, painting, and I just kept painting and painting.
Do you like painting? Like walls?
I do. It bugs me when I see little spots on the wall. So, and I paint, too. I paint sometimes.
Like, automatically.
No, my brain wants to slide right out of my head with the painting.
Oh, yeah. No, I
Oh, look at that. Very nice.
I did so much painting in the Navy.
Yeah.
I when I see a paintbrush, I want to urinate on it. I did too much of that all the time.
Oh, beautiful. Did you paint that?
I did.
This lady's got talent.
Isn't that the name of a show, America's Got Talent?
Yeah, but not for painters.
Yeah, oh, I don't know. I never watched it. Oh. I just heard of it.
No, you got to perform something.
Oh, is that kind of bullshit? Yeah. Okay.
So, I'm still getting a lot of calls, and some of these jobs, they don't have the contract yet with the government, but they're just like getting their ducks in a row. And so it's like, well, you know, if we get the contract in January, we might want you to start. But I don't know. Maybe something will come up for me. And also, I'm trying to work the job I currently have. And either they'll fire me or they'll like whatever.
That's funny. That is. When you can laugh like that.
Yeah, it helps. Yeah. It helps when you can laugh about things that are very important.
Yeah, and you can sometimes feel when they're getting close to giving you the boot, that's when you should quit first.
Well, yeah. It is better to leave on your own, yes.
Yeah, so.
That's what rats do when the ship's sinking, right?
Do you have an employment agency where you live?
People from all over India are calling me and the United States every day. I have interviews every day, but I'm trying to stay remote, and it's hard. And it's competitive, and sometimes I don't have the exact skill set, but it is probably just, me. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, usually I tell people when you're knocking or banging on the same door and it won't open, it usually means it's time to move to a new door.
Yep.
But in your case, maybe your problem is you're too overqualified for a lot of what you look for. There's a great website that has often been on the morning news shows, where they talk.
Mm.
It's called flexjobs.com. They give you, I think, a free week, and it's not even that expensive if you stay on. Those are really legitimate jobs in all sorts of different industries, and they're not looking just for, some slugs. They're looking for professionals. You might want to give that a look. Flexjobs, And it was it got all the seals of, approval. Better Business Bureau and all that, because they really do a fine job. I've never been able to get a job off of there because what I do doesn't translate very well, you know.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's not a tangible thing that they're looking for, right?
So are you looking to see what, if a job will come along soon?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Like, I don't know. I think maybe very soon.
Yeah. You must be going a little crazy, you know.
I am, because I've never had to be on a budget in my life. And now I've got a lot of time to think and about how much money I can't spend anymore. And
oh, yeah.
I have deficit every month. Oh, and I've had huge bills. I've had about, you know, $8,000 this past month. So, you know.
Yeah, I wonder, well, of course, you're going to think this is really cheesy, but I wonder if you have a business there called BioLife. Look out up like BioLife. It might be .com, might be .org, but it is a really upper echelon business that is right now paying like $900 for 7 visits to donate plasma. And I have rare blood. But I know. I thought everybody's going to go, oh, come on. No, this isn't like those derelicts, you know, that go in to get some beer money. No, it really is pretty. They said that they have they work on a lot of things that need plasma products or stuff they're doing. And like, they give you your blood back. So they just want the plasma in the blood, from your blood. I feel like I've been drinking and I haven't been.
I'll go sell a kidney if I can make a buck.
Well, you better get top dollar because you don't have a whole lot of those to sell, you know?
Yeah, and when you do that, now you got rid of your spare.
Yeah.
It's like selling a spare tire on your car. And what happens if you have a flat?
Jim, you've got to take Deb out tonight. She's just too beautiful not to go out.
We're gonna go to McDonald's, I guess, around here. There's no nightclubs here where we are. There's no,
you know,
great
what,
nightclubs.
Though? If you lived here, I'd go. I'd say, put your pretty clothes on. We're going. And
where would you go?
To the
Kelly's Tavern.
To the country bar.
Oh, that's the country bar. You know, do some line dancing there, my little cowgirl. Yeah.
Well,
that's not even country attire.
No, it's not. But we would be the classiest dames in the whole place.
How do you know? When's the last time you went to that place?
I haven't, yeah.
When's the last time you went to country, that place, the bank?
Don't.
I can clean up.
Probably 90s, maybe 80s, 30 years.
Hey, you're very good looking for your age. Yeah, you have to manifest that. So you'll stay.
Oh, that's always a compliment we all want to hear.
So you will stay well preserved.
You're nice looking for your age. That's what I want to hear.
I see a job definitely coming for you. And this is the kicker of it all. The man is going to, there's a man there that's going to want to really make some time with you, if you know what I mean. So, but just be sure to check him out because he may be engaged and he doesn't want to get married. But, you know, like Desmond, when he called in, he didn't want to hurt that girl, but he knew that his feelings weren't right for her.
Well, I think, and he knew it wasn't going to work out for him either.
Right.
And there was the friendship part that he kind of wanted to keep. So there was many different reasons. That's why he said he kind of knew the answer.
And he didn't keep her for sex or size. I think that is really noble.
And he said he knew the answer, but he still wanted just to see what the card said.
Yeah.
Too. He kind of said,
I've got two 27-year-olds, one 26-year-old and one 27-year-old after me.
Well, hey, that is a real claim to fame to have the young stuff chasing you.
Well, unless they are related to Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that. Just because somebody young is chasing you doesn't mean that they're superstars.
I get
it. Okay.
They could be nice looking, you know. So was who was that guy? Which guy was it? The guy that was, which killer was it? The guy that was shooting people.
There's
serial
a lot.
Killer. He was shooting them in like New York or something like that. They said, oh, yeah, he's very charming. He was a charming guy, they said. So you just got it. Nowadays, man, you can't trust anybody. It sucks. It's so terrible for women out there.
I think it is, and thank you for saying that.
It is. I mean, women. I mean, how many women serial killers have been? Like 2-3? And there were like really unique cases, really weird cases.
They bump off
truck
their husbands.
Yeah. Well, that's not serial killing.
No, true. But,
I mean, there was that truck stop hooker chick that, you know. But I'm saying typically there's a million guys out there.
Aileen Wuornos.
Yeah, whatever it was. But there's a billion guys out there, and you women got to be careful. You don't want to end up on the newspaper.
Well, I love how bars are putting those signs up in the ladies' room. That if you feel uncomfortable, if this is not the one you thought you were going out on a date with or whatever, you go to the bar and you ask for an angel shot.
What places here have that sign?
Well, we don't go out enough to know.
How do you know they're putting it up?
Well, because I...
Say it. Because why? Because they say that on the internet. There's the quote. That's what they say on the internet. There's the quote.
Well, if that is the case, an angel shot means I want to get away from this guy. And a lot of times the bartender will step in or they'll hustle you out the back door. Something like that. But, yeah, it's scary now.
Ted Bundy is the one. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Laura, from Canada.
All right.
That's the guy.
You got to keep your spirits high, okay, because you're going to otherwise be sending out, and remember, the universe is a mirror. You're going to send out negative vibes, and the universe is going to say, well, Michelle, you love misery and scarcity. So you know what? I'm going to send you more. So no, you got to say, I'm getting this a good job. I'm going to like it. And it's coming right to me. What?
Well, no, in part is that I'm not really turned on by these jobs anymore.
Oh.
But that's the thing. It's like, you know, to other people, they sound fantastic. And to me, it's like, it's one more aircraft. It's one more satellite. It's one more... It's like, right, big whoop.
Did that company burn you out?
No. Well, it nearly killed me, but I really loved my job. I did. I really loved my job, and I was flying. I was just, you know, going so fast, and I loved it, even with the opposition. And now it's like, you got to start all over again with something new, and it's not the same. I was doing something that I was very good at, and not a whole lot of people are good at that,
mm-hmm.
and I was, so.
Well, you know, there are other companies in other parts. Remember, you were at one point looking for another place to live.
Yeah, where was that?
She went to, where did you go?
South Carolina, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach? Was it Myrtle Beach area?
Yeah.
I started to say, you know what? I cannot just sit around doing nothing. Maybe if I got a job like 3 hours away. The thing is my cat and the house. But I'll leave the house, and as long as I can put my cat in the car.
Exactly. You know, under the right circumstances, everything falls into place perfectly, beautifully. So, you know, I think that it's important to have faith, be determined that this is not going to beat you down, and the kitties are not going anywhere. They're staying with you, and you'll find the right place to live, right position. Am I an optimist? Yeah, I guess so.
Half full.
The cards have taught me that.
Why is that full?
That it's really important to...
Should be.
No matter what you get dealt.
Should always.
Play your hand.
Should always. I mean, obviously that's within reason. Now, if your house burned down and all your family died inside of it, you're not going to Google that.
But
I'm just saying, but in general, you should always try to look at little, small little problems still with a half away.
Do any of you remember the Christmas Day fire in Stamford, Connecticut? And I forget her name, but she was working with all the big designers in New York City, and she was divorced. She had 3 little girls, and her mother and father, they were spending Christmas in this house she was renovating. What?
Look on the floor. Did my computer become unplugged?
I don't know which. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to shut your ass down soon, morning. We have 19 minutes, but yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
That house started on fire in the middle of the night.
Much better.
And her parents and her three daughters, young daughters, were killed. And the fire department, when they showed up, they had to peel her off the outside of the building because she was trying to crawl in to get her babies and her parents. That woman walked literally through hell to get her life back. All she wanted to do was die. So when we look at really bad situations, I think we can find the balance. You know,
yeah.
Well,
I'm depressed, but
you got to remember,
not giving up.
Sometimes you'll get a spiritual test on you to see how bad do you want it, because there's so much abundance coming with it.
I got my cat back.
Oh, and see, that is one thing in your cards I was able to feel very distinct about. That cat was coming back. I'd love to know if she should have had one of those GoPro.
Yeah, we talked about that the last time.
Yeah,
you
would have seen where she was.
It'd be cool. It would be cool. And cats aren't big fans of having collars and stuff wrapped around them.
They aren't?
No, that's not a cat thing.
Well, maybe she was out club hopping where all the kitties
hang out. We don't know. Maybe she met other cats and they were chasing mice and having a good party time. We don't know.
You definitely are going to fall into a situation that is going to bring your income up. Your finances are going to get settled. And this holiday season may be your spiritual test. Because for one thing, I don't know about the rest of you, but I cannot go shopping when I don't have money. That's like a starving Ethiopian looking in restaurant windows at food they can't eat, you know? So I'm like, no, I'm not shopping unless I got a few bucks in my pocket to spend.
You know what? My food bill is the same as my cat's food bill.
Really? Wow. But
these cats are big. Yeah.
Well, you treat them like they're your children.
Yeah.
Are they nocturnal where they run around at night, or do they sleep with you?
No, only, sometimes up to three of them sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
At least one. Said all of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, hon, it's going to get better, and you are going to look back. I'll say 6 months from now. Usually I say a year. 6 months from now, you're going to look back and be amazed at how far you've come. Yep, seriously. So here comes Jim.
Here we go. Your subject of your mind information oracle card is grounding. You're being asked to ground yourself. You've been spending too much time in your head, and it's time to pay attention to your body and to earth. Go outside and plant your feet out on the ground and enjoy the centering feeling this brings.
And
ground,
you know,
yourself with earth and nature.
That's where the negative ions come: the beach, the forest, grass, you know. And the positive ones are coming from all this the technology around us. Sometimes we just got to get out.
Yeah, I mean, our ancestry is from the wild. It is.
So it is.
Nature.
Yeah, and don't forget, try to get 15 minutes of sunshine a day.
Sunshine.
Do you have a deck or a balcony or, you know?
Actually, I was going out there like every day for about a week or so naked. I'd go out naked.
Ooh, wow.
There was somebody on YouTube, you know, one of these doctors that said you should go out for like 20 minutes, you know, full body exposure, and that you get all your vitamin D.
Yep.
So I have a good backyard for that, so I was going out naked.
Well, I hope none of your neighbors have telescopes and things, binoculars.
If they do, it'll probably be on the internet.
Probably. Oh, yeah. That'd be something.
It all ends up on the internet.
No, we're just joking you, but that's a good idea.
Well, I wasn't really joking, but yeah.
That is.
Well, you guys got to go out. You look very fast. Now, Jim, you look like a big ornament.
Okay, I've always wanted to be a big ornament.
You'll buy that.
That was my goal in life. Someday I shall look like an ornament, and then my life is complete. Yes. All right. Let's say goodbye. We're getting ready to, Blog Talk's getting ready to go TikTok.
Yes, but honey, it's always fun. Oh, to you too. Always fun. You know, I feel like we're all a family now, stuck with each other, you know. I like it. I like it. And if y'all all can live all around the globe, we could have had a really fun party. And maybe one day we will.
I wish we could all be on, like, Zoom so we could see everybody.
You know what? Facebook, they let you make, like, you would have Michelle's room. And then you send out a link and only, you know, the people you invite can join us.
So it's like a Zoom.
It's very much like Zoom.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we could do that. Maybe we'll all have to spend our New Year's Eve. Of course, the people in the UK and in Australia.
Or even in our own country. New Year's Eve is a different time for everybody. All right, Deb.
All right. Hugs and kisses to you, darling. Take care.
The clock is ticking.
Bye. All right, bye-bye, sweetness.
No, sayonara.
I just love talking to her, and I know she's gone through really difficult times. But, you know, into every life a little rain must fall.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Yes, it is.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
I should have a special guest on Monday. Fantastic lady with great skills. Yeah, so just join us. Pam Eastern.